Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church, President of Celebration Marketplace Ministries, and author of Make Life Work in a Fast-Paced World. And here's Pastor Beckford.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
In this day.
Yes.
Yes, this triumphant Tuesday. This is the day
the Lord has made,
and we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
This day we make a quality decision
to be glad
every day.
Yes. With all that is happening in the world, and with all the bad news that we are hearing, and with all the upheaval going on, we make a quality what?
Decision.
Today. To what? Be glad.
Be glad. We want to invite you to join us tonight for Family Enrichment Night through Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page. So tune in tonight at 7 p.m. through the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page for Family Enrichment Night. It's a wonderful time. We sit down together at the table and we go through the Word of God. So tune in tonight at 7 p.m. If you're unable to tune in at that time, that's okay. It'll be archived right there on the Celebration Tabernacle Church Facebook page. So tune in when you are able, and let's sit down and chop up this word together.
Yes, 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 yes. Are we going to chop it up this morning together?
Yesterday, we left off in Genesis chapter 5. So we went all through the genealogy. We went through thousands of years of descendants. This one begot this one. This one begot this one.
And live out his purpose.
Yes. And then they all had one thing in common. They died.
They died.
Until we got to Enoch, and it said he was just no more.
You're right. He was the only guy in there that did not what? Face death.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say Enoch died. He says he was no more.
Mm-hmm.
He was taken out.
Mm-hmm. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him.
Yeah. So he did not go through the pain of death.
Mm-hmm.
The rest did.
Mm-hmm.
So some of us might not go through the pain of death.
And then we finished up at verse 29. So that's where we're going to pick up again
this
morning.
Good.
So we're in Genesis chapter 5, starting at verse 29.
Yeah.
And he called his name Noah, saying, "This one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed." After he begot Noah, Lamech lived 595 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died.
But before we go into that, I don't want our listeners to miss 29. Of all the genealogy and all the ones that begat this son, when we come to Noah, there was a special prophetic word spoke over his life.
This one will comfort us concerning our
works
and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed.
So he's going to bring something. He's going to bring comfort.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to break the curse. let's go. It's so good to know the word of God this morning. Go ahead. Let's read the word. Oh.
After he begot Noah, Lamech lived 595 years and had sons and daughters. So all the days of Lamech were 777 years, and he died. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth.
Okay, let's talk about Noah. Go ahead.
Now it came to pass, when men began to multiply on the face of the earth, and daughters were born to them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were beautiful. And they took wives for themselves of all whom they chose. And the Lord said, "My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years."
Yes.
There were giants on the earth.
So, Pastor Diana, before God set a limit, man was living, what, 900?
Mm-hmm.
You remember?
Yes.
And the whole thing. I hope we're really getting into this. Man was living up to, what, 900 years. And now, here, God set now a limit. He says, man shall not live no 900 years no more. But the limit was what?
120 years.
Okay.
There were giants on the earth in those days. and also afterward, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bore children to them. Those were the mighty men who were of old, men of Rehob. Then the Lord saw that the wickedness of man was great in the earth.
It's the sin multiplying, yes, go ahead.
And that every intent of the thoughts of his heart was only evil, continually.
Yeah.
And the Lord was sorry that he had made man on the earth, and he was grieved in his heart.
Yeah.
So the Lord said, I will destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, creeping thing and birds of the air, for I am sorry that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord.
Remember? Mm-hmm. This one, Noah. Mm-hmm. You remember?
Mm-hmm.
And I hope we're tuning in because we're going, because this is the year of what? The 11th hour miracle. Mm-hmm. If you're going to see that anything God spoke will what? Come to pass.
Yes. That's good because it says he found grace. So he was graced for the call.
Yes.
So the call that came in verse 29 was that this one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord has cursed. And then here in verse 8, it says that he found grace. So he was given grace
to do
fulfill
it.
His call, like each and every one of us, you have grace to fulfill your call. So it may be complex for somebody else, but it's not too complex for you because you have grace for your call. It may be stressful to someone else, but not for you because you have grace for that call.
Yes.
Verse 9, this is the genealogy of Noah. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. And Noah begot three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The earth also was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. So God looked upon the earth, and indeed it was corrupt, for all flesh had corrupted their way on the earth.
Like now.
And God said to Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them.
Like now.
And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. Make yourself an ark of gopher wood. Make rooms in the ark and cover it inside and outside with pitch. And this is how you shall make it. The length of the ark shall be 300 cubits, its width 50 cubits, and its height 30 cubits. You shall make a window for the ark, and you shall finish it to a cubit from above, and set the door of the ark in its side. You shall make it with lower and second and third decks.
So we see here from verse 529, that a prophetic word was spoken over Noah's life, okay? And when we come down into Genesis chapter 6, verse 14, God tell Noah to do what?
Make yourself
an ark. Okay, now let's slip over to Genesis 7 and verse 6, chapter 7, verse 6.
Noah was 600 years old when the flood waters were on the earth. So Noah with his sons, his wife, and his sons' wives went into the ark because of the waters.
Okay. So how long does it take the prophetic word of God to be fulfilled in Noah's life? Mm-hmm. Noah was two-thirds through his life before his father says, over him. What his father says to him in 29 come to pass. It was two-thirds of his life, Pastor Diane. Two-thirds of his life before what his father says to him in Genesis chapter what? 5, verse 29, come to pass. And we want to talk to you. It's real good that sometimes we in too much of a what? Hurry. We in too much of a hurry. We can't wait it out. The word of God will surely come to pass. You will find what? Grace. And Noah found grace in the sight of God to go through the tough times, the hard times. And I say to you this morning, and this what? Beautiful what? Tuesday morning, that you will find what? Grace. In the name of Jesus. Yeah. We speak that over your life, that you will find grace to fulfill the promises of God. You will find grace to do what God called you to do.
Yeah, grace to be there at the right time,
in the
right place,
yes.
So you do not miss any covenant appointments.
Come on.
Grace to be there at the right time, in the right place, so you do not miss any covenant appointments. Grace to endure so that you can be there when it comes to pass.
Because he will never leave you.
Mm-hmm.
He will never forsake you. He's on your side. Are we talking to somebody that might be discouraged, might be going through a rough time? But God's word is what it says. He upholds all things. In Hebrews chapter 1, verse 3, he upholds all things by the power of his word. God says, the Father spoke over Noah's life that this one shall comfort us, that this one shall comfort us, that this one shall bring peace, that this one shall break the curse of the ground. Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The prophetic word in your life must come to what? Pass. Don't be discouraged. What did God say? That's why we always say it's a celebration. What did God say about you? In Deuteronomy chapter 28, God says, you are the head and not the tail. You are above and not beneath. You are blessed in going out. You are blessed coming in. You are blessed in the city. You are blessed in the field. Whatsoever you put your hands to, you shall what? Prosper. Do not let the devil turn you off. Do not let the devil cause you not to fulfill your destiny. Mm-hmm. Do not let the devil this morning interrupt what God says that you should accomplish before you leave this earth.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. It took a period of time for him to build the ark.
Yeah.
Sometimes we read the Bible and we think that everything happened in 2 minutes.
No, did not.
They didn't have any of the modern technology that we have. They didn't have the modern tools, equipment, and such that we have. They didn't have the power saw. They didn't have all that. So when they was actually going to gather these materials, they had to get from the tree into the form of the ark.
Yeah.
And this took time. This was over a period of time. This ark was big as a football field.
Yeah.
So this took a period of time. And it was to prepare a people for things they have not yet seen. Because they had never seen waters be released from the heavens at this point. They didn't know what a flood was. They didn't know what rain was. But Noah, he was ahead of time. He was assigned to build this haven, to build the ark for those who believe to come in.
Yeah. Go back because we're going to slip back down to verse Genesis 8:22. Because this make your day count, family. Make your day count. This radio program is awesome. It's here to propel you to make your day count. Because read in verse Genesis 8:22. Read that.
While the earth remains, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, and day and night shall not cease.
Yeah. So look at Genesis 5:29.
And he called his name Noah, saying, this one will comfort us concerning our work and the toil of our hands because of the ground which the Lord cursed.
Aha. We're going to see that. Look, we're going to pick this study up tomorrow.
Make your day count.
Thank you for tuning in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beckford, Senior Pastor of Celebration Tabernacle Church in the beautiful city of Cocoa. For more information on this broadcast, please contact us at 321-638-0381. Tune in tomorrow to hear more about how you can make your day count.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
You are listening to the Morning Breath Podcast. Please enjoy today's show, hosted by Pastor Dan Stahlbaum.
Hey! It's already my turn, isn't it? I got to get on the radio. They tell me I'm on the air right now. So, hey, everybody, welcome to Morning Breath. We're a drive time devotion sure to jumpstart your day. We do that by taking a chapter of the Bible, reading it, spending some time